I'm Drew with your Linux headlines on February 7th, 2020. The developer of the GR Security set of kernel patches has lost its lawsuit against Bruce Perens. The case arose several years ago after Perens blogged that he believed that the business practices of Open Source Security Inc., the company behind the patch set, violated the terms of the GNU General Public License. Open Source Security disagreed and sued Perens for defamation. Having prevailed in the lower courts, Perens has now also defeated the company in California's Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals and has been awarded just over $250,000 in costs. Open Source Security now has 14 days to dispute the decision, but has yet to indicate that it intends to, despite standing by its business practices. In other legal news, the CEO of Mycroft AI has blogged about an ongoing dispute that the company is having with what it is describing as a patent troll. The combative post written by Joshua Montgomery makes clear that Mycroft intends to vigorously defend itself in the battle and that it won't hesitate to do so again if faced with similar claims in the future. Docker is removing its legacy app and Yum repositories next month. While most everybody who uses Docker's repositories will be sourcing from the docker.com website, it's just as possible that some may not have updated their setup in the last few years and are still linking through to the dockerproject.org or .com versions. The old repositories contain out-of-date and unpatched software, and the project has announced that they will be taken down as of March 31st. So, it's probably worth a quick check to make sure that you're not still using them. GitHub has unveiled a beta API for its Actions service. The API enables developers to query workflow run and job data, manage secrets, and download workflow artifacts, and can also simplify action automation on your own hardware through the use of self-hosted runners. The Free Software Foundation and the GNU Project have published a joint statement about the status of their future relationship. The brief update simply explains that three FSF board members have been meeting with Richard Stallman in order to, quote, develop a general framework which will serve as the foundation for further discussion about specific areas of cooperation, end quote. The two organizations have again appealed for community feedback about their relationship, but would like to receive any submissions within the next 7 days, as they expect to wrap up their initial discussions very shortly. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/98. We'll be back next week.